If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemon.
Good morning and welcome to Intravenous here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM. From the top of Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. The first storytellers on this land. I'm your host for the program this morning. My name's Robin, and kind of a disjointed with a through line show this morning. It was Trans Day of Remembrance on Monday, and so we'll talk a little bit about that, and then we'll talk a little bit about the character Lilith and how she might be, or how she can be looked at in liberation. I'm having trouble with my words this morning. Can you tell? still early for me. How we can look to her story for inspiration on and liberation and sovereignty, and how that can help to serve not only the trans community, but also potentially other marginalized or oppressed groups that are looking for liberation. And we'll hear some music in the show. Some of them from artists who are on the bill from Lilith's Fair years and years and years ago, and others. We're going to start off our musical journey this morning with, I think, this track from Janelle Monáe and Erykah Badu. You kind of can't go wrong with the two of them and this song, Queen.
It's hard to stop rebels that time travel, but we at the Time Council pride ourselves on doing just that. Welcome to the Living Museum, where legendary rebels from throughout history have been frozen in suspended animation. Here in this particular exhibit, you'll find members of Wonderland and their notorious leader, Janelle Monáe, along with her dangerous accomplice, Badoola Oblongata. Together, they launched Project Queen, a musical weapons program in the 21st century. Researchers are still deciphering the nature of this program and hunting the various freedom movements that Wonderland disguised as songs, emotion pictures, and works of art.
They call us 13. cheap electric ladies, will you sleep? Or will you preach?
Preach. Janelle Monáe and Erykah Badu with Queen here on Intravenous, kicking us off this morning. If you are just tuning in, welcome to the show. A bit of a loose program today. I was hoping that someone from out on campus here at the university would be free to come and say a few words about Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is an annual observance every year on November 20th, which was Monday, that honors the memory of the transgender people whose lives were lost in acts of anti-transgender violence. And I can certainly appreciate why that's not an easy thing to want to come and say a few words about. But I do think it's important that we keep that conversation in the spotlight, so to speak, and that we're remembering at the very least on this day, because gendered violence is so rampant in our world still in this day and age, and certainly anti-transgender violence is such a big thing around the world. It was started in 1999 by a transgender advocate, Gwendolyn Ann Smith, as a vigil to honor the memory of Rita Hester, who was a transgender woman killed in 1998. And the vigil that Smith held commemorated all of the transgender people lost to violence since Rita Hester's death, and began an important tradition that has become the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance. And I know that on different shows that we've done here on Intravenous about Transgender Day of Remembrance, we have read out the long list of folks' names who have lost their lives to violence. And I'm just trying to find the number here this year. I believe that it was 324 transgender deaths this year worldwide. But it's not in front of me, so don't quote me quite on that. The day itself seeks to highlight the losses we face due to anti-transgender bigotry and violence. Gwendolyn Ann Smith says, "I am no stranger to the need to fight for our rights, and the right to simply exist is first and foremost. With so many seeking to erase transgender people, sometimes in the most brutal ways possible, it is vitally important that those we lose are remembered and that we continue to fight for justice." Indeed. And unfortunate that still in the year 2023, compared to the year 1999, when this was spoken, we still need these tools. I also thought that there was a theme this year, and just trying to find where I might have saw the theme for this year. But you know, the things that we can do to you know, honor our two-spirit, trans and non-binary friends, family, community members are simple in some ways. You know, making sure that we use the correct pronouns is one way that we can honor the folks who are still with us. We can definitely speak their names and tell their stories. If they're not, and the. Really doing what we can to be allies for people to be able to be in the world as themselves is part of what that looks like. I think for all of us, it's what we want, and you know. Folks who are identifying maybe differently than we do, or outside of what we might think our particular values might be, or that worse yet, you know, push up against some of those beliefs and values, still deserve respect and our empathy and compassion. All right, we're going to listen to a song that was from, Sarah McLachlan, who is a Canadian singer-songwriter back in the 90s, late 90s, about the same time frame that this was going on. I believe, was noticing that there was a discrepancy between how male artists were managing to get airplay in the radio and be able to, you know, have a career doing the thing that they loved, and that there was I'm not going to call it misrepresentation per se, but a lack of representation in terms of the variety of artists that we could source and see on stage and hear on the radio and buy tickets to a concert for. And so Sarah started and held for a couple of years a celebration of women in music called Lilith Fair. And it didn't last a long, long time, which is really too bad, but it did have some legs and really, I think, got some people talking and changed the industry to a certain extent. And we're going to hear some music off of this album that was recorded live from the fair itself. This is from Volume 1. And we're going to hear Lhasa to start us off here on this music break. Lhasa from the album Lilith Fair, A Celebration of Women in Music. There is there was a theme that I did see about Trans Day of Remembrance, and it was Thank you. Oh my goodness, my website turned Spanish there without me. Without me looking. oh goodness. In power and unity. There we go. I'm not sure if that was sort of an overarching theme, but the idea of us as a community being reminded to work together in order to make this world a safer and an affirming place for two-spirit, trans, and non-binary folks and their communities, and that idea that in power and unity we can work together to achieve that. If you're wondering about ways to, you know, educate yourself on what the heck we're talking about here and how to continue to uplift and support our transgender friends, family, and community folks, there's a great website called It Gets Better Canada. And it's got all kinds of information on allyship. It's got a toolkit. It's got all kinds of resources on, you know, what allyship looks like, as well as ways to listen to different people's stories. And that is a great first step, is to, you know, try to familiarize ourselves with the issues. A couple of things that you can do is do your research, and this website is a good place to start with that. Listen to transgender voices and the stories, and, you know, ideas that and experiences that are different from you. And remember that even if someone does identify as something, it doesn't mean that their experience mirrors someone else who identifies in the same way, just as, you know, my experience doesn't encapsulate what it means to be a woman. Understand the intersection of the issues. And again, when we talk about the intersectional feminism, it's the same idea, right? Where gender, race, sexuality, abilities, other personal characteristics intersect and overlap how people experience the world and how their experiences is reflected or mirrored in the world, and that these impact on one another. As I said before, normalize sharing pronouns and use people's pronouns in the ways that they prefer. Be mindful of our gendered language just in general. And that can be a little tough sometimes, because we're used to